let's figure. Yeah, when I was about your age, just about exactly, something happened in my home that I'll never forget. It's written permanently in my memory. It was a hot July day, and we were going somewhere, and I can't remember that. Everybody was ready except my mother. My mother was upstairs primping. Now, Mom must have been a great primper. She was always slow getting ready wherever we went. And she had something called a dresser, which had three mirrors on it with hinges so that she could look just the right angle on herself as she powdered and painted and got ready to go out to some small event. It even had a bench in front of it so she wouldn't have to get tired standing there. She could sit down while she prepped. Well, my daddy got tired and impatient. And he called up the steps and said, "Come on, honey, we're going to be late." And she replied with an unexcited, "I'm coming." And with just the right time, my dad said, "So's Christmas." Waiting for something can be half the fun. Thinking of how it's going to be can be a thrilling thing, something that lifts up your energy inside. We are now in the Advent season in your church and in all churches everywhere. That means we are getting ready for Christmas. This is a time of preparation, of getting ourselves set up. Are you ready for Christmas? And there's a lot more to it, of course, than simply checking names off a list or wrapping a number of presents. There's also a spiritual dimension to getting ready for Christmas as Christians. Let me tell you what happened in my home when my youngest daughter, Jennifer, was just a tyke. We received a package from some relatives, and inside were all kinds of little presents. They were beautifully wrapped in colorful paper and with bold ribbons on them. And Jennifer looked at that and said, "Can we open them right now?" "No," Mom said, "not now. These are Christmas presents. And we'll put them under the tree and we won't open them until Christmas Day." "Why," she said, "I don't think I can wait 2 more weeks to open these things." And I said, "We are waiting because Christmas is Jesus' birthday. And it's not his birthday yet." And little Jennifer asked, "Well, why does he wait so long to be born?" And that's exactly the question I read on almost every page of the Old Testament. Jesus is coming. Christmas is going to happen. And the beauty of this Advent wreath that we lit this morning is that you can see Christmas is just 3 candles away. It's coming. And that's what the people of the Old Testament days heard. All of the holy people of that time said, "God's got to fix the mess that the world's in. Things that we can't straighten out ourselves, even when we know his rules, his laws, we still can't do it. We need God to come help us." And the prophets rose up not only to accuse the people of not keeping God's commandments, but also to assure them that God will come. He will send his Messiah. And Christmas will happen. But for us in this time in life and in this point in the world's history, we have one important thing to remember. Though Christ be born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, it makes no difference unless he is born in us. So this is a time to get ready, to prepare ourselves, to study that old story in the Bible, and to remember that it means God loves the world and sent his Son to be our Savior.